Did I ever tell you about the time I was in war?
Oh my God, I had no idea. No,
I was in war. I was
no.
in a bunker. I was in a bunker. And
yeah,
I remember I was in my, I was with my platoon.
Yeah,
and we were encaptured. We were.
Oh my God!
It was an encirclement. It was an encirclement.
Yeah.
You know, it was.
Who were you fighting?
It was like a blockade almost. They formed a blockade around
us.
Was
this Vietnam?
It's really neither here nor there. You know, every man fights his own battles. And so I was there with my platoon.
Yeah.
And we knew that, you know, our chances were slim.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, I'm a chamomile guy.
Yeah.
I need my cuppa.
Yeah.
So I said, fellas, if we're going to go down, let's go down sipping.
Sure.
So what did we do? We knew we could hear them. They thought they were getting us blind. We knew exactly they were there.
Wow.
It was terrible. So Winston, he put on the pot, and I was there. I was fixing everybody up.
We poured what we figured to be our
last beverage.
Your last cuppa.
So we're sitting there drinking tea, CG.
CG what?
Siege. S-I-E-C is because we were under siege.
Oh my God. There are so many different directions. It would have been so easy.
On this episode of the Bells and Whistles podcast, we go through the new batch of Pokemon TCG artworks. It's great. It's good stuff. All that. Much, much more in this episode of the Bells and Whistles
podcast.
Like an
hour and a half.
Run that intro.
Bo, laba daba dee bop bow. Your friends do this.
It's a great song. It's one of the greatest songs of all time, bro. I don't care.
It's so good.
I don't give a shit.
It's so good.
Can I don't give a
go
sing.
Abracadabra, let a rip.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. Hey, you guys want us to sing more?
I wonder what the clip is. Like, how often we start these singing? Because we always are singing at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, I don't really know. I go back
be like
and forth.
35-40% of the podcast.
And the you go to that and you find that interesting. For me, there's no way that that's a smart thing for the algorithm to start for that or for us to do. There's no way that that's a smart decision.
You're like, us. You're wondering how often we start singing. I'm wondering how many people are still watching.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of Bells and Whistles Podcast. Ryan Quigley from Bernie.
Hello.
Every day. Anyways,
no,
are you okay?
This is an everyday grind.
Are you okay? We both had large weeks,
large
didn't we?
Weeks.
Both had large weeks. We owe our subscribers many things.
We really owe them something. An explanation, so
we
to
do.
Speak. So listen.
What do you got?
What are you gonna say? Trump is president.
Donald Trump is president. Did you guys hear about that?
It's terrible.
What's everybody have to say about it?
No, I can explain. I can explain.
You can explain?
Yeah, listen.
Well, how about it?
The state of America now.
Yeah, what are you going
to
say?
It's more dire than ever.
Is it dire?
Which is why we need to look back to normalcy.
Okay, what's that mean, though?
That means Pokemon TCG.
Oh, my God. It is true. What we're doing this episode, we're not going to give you any schmoozing. We're going to go right into the Pokemon What the fuck was that?
Oh, your little AirPods.
My AirPods.
As I yanked this around. Huh?
Good googly moogly.
Yeah.
We're rolling on sound.
Yeah, we're rolling on
okay,
sound.
Okay, great.
Is there anything that you want to say? All of our big, busy weeks are like stuff with stuff
no, we can't even speak about
can't
publicly.
Speak
publicly. We can't speak
really,
publicly
it
on
really
it.
Be right.
It wouldn't be right to really our families.
Yeah, yeah. And really, that's what this podcast is all
it's
about.
It's what I've
it?
Said for years now.
It's about family.
it's
about family.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Welcome to the Call Her Daddy podcast.
Call Her Daddy. So what's your favorite way to suck dick? Huh? Hi, everybody.
What if we made our own podcast called
Where we
Call Me Mommy?
Call him Mommy.
Call him Mommy.
What would it be about? It'd be about how to, what? So we would talk about how to avoid premature ejaculation, etc.
Yeah, I think that's only fair.
Yeah, we give all our sex tips. This is what, if you want to please your wife, if you want to be in a successful relationship,
is that what they're doing?
You've come to the right place.
Are they actually talking about sex tips on that podcast, or is it just kind of like that's where it falls into because they're being free and open?
As far as I can tell, that's sort of what it gets. But, you know, they talk about the Cluck Cluck 3000 or something.
Oh.
You know.
The technique.
The technique. It's a lot of technique, you know. Huh. And I think they're sponsored by, like, those, like, dick pills and honey
hims
packets.
And hers, huh?
Hims, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why can't we get sponsored by Hims?
We don't have enough people to watch our stuff.
I'm scared. I don't know. I know it's not really the truth, but there is a part of me that's worried, because I know it's not just one pill. But I'm like, okay, at some point I should take that so I can keep my hair. That seems like a smart thing to do.
Oh, you're going to start preparing for the balding.
Yeah, to keep your hair. I think everybody should try. Right?
Okay.
But then I worry that it will have side effects and I'm going to be hard all the time.
Oh, you worry? Oh, interesting.
That's what I'm worried about.
There's only one way to find out.
Well, is it one pill that they have?
There's multiple treatments.
It's not clarified to me.
There's multiple treatments. It depends on how much schadol you have, as far as I can tell. What do you want? They have the creams, they have the pills, they have the massages, you can get acupuncture.
Well, I'd like a massage on my head.
Who's coming over? I made that part up.
Like a little FedEx worker comes over. Yeah, you ordered it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think
it certainly can't hurt.
I know it can't hurt.
You should do the...
But it could.
No.
It could hurt my head. It
could hurt your feelings.
Really, that's what this is all about.
It's all about the feelings. It's all about the feelings and the family. So what we're going to do is, as far as we can tell, shout out to Tien, one of our most loyal subscribers.
We'd love
Tien. I love him dearly. He made us this slideshow where we can go through and rank all of the new Pocket TCG artworks that were allegedly released January 30th. 2025.
Okay, good.
So they're fresh. They're fresh out the oven.
Fresh off the boat.
So we're rolling now. Pocket TCG artworks. This is where we're at.
Okay.
Okay. We're gonna go to the next thing now.
Mythical Island.
So this is Executor.
What is this?
Executor. So reminder. We rank these later if we have time.
Yeah, we've never seen these before.
These are Executors. Again, I'm not a fan
This looks like. Remember how they used to make those books,
right?
That you'd have to like look at the. You'd have to cross your eyes and you'd see a 3D image.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like one of those images where you tilt it and you squint and it says like, "I fucked your mom." I don't like the psychedelic. I don't like the psychedelic thing. It makes me feel like you've spun me around and there's actually only one Executor.
I agree with you there. I do think it kind of works because Executor is sort of like a psychedelic dude. He looks like a little weed.
Sounds like
a little Mary G.
It sounds like sounds like a reach to me. But
yeah.
I
don't know. He's the little hypnosis
Pokemon. I'm not. I like how much fun they all appear to be having, but it's not generally.
It's not working for me.
It's really not. We're on to the next. But this is the full art.
That's the full art.
But let's go on to Superior.
Well, Superior here is, I don't know. It's kind of, you're getting a little lost in the woods for me, aren't you?
I feel like the exposure is too high, don't you
feel? Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to find it in there, and it's looking, I don't know if it's too light. I don't know if it's that it matches too much of the color scheme there. It looks like something I would have drawn when I'm like.
We look a little ashy, don't we? We look like we need some lotion.
She needs a little moisturizer.
That's kind of what I'm saying. I'm not thrilled by this. There is something a little bit exciting to me about a snake peering off of a tree.
Yeah,
like
I think that
there's something a little bit exciting about that. But
I would have liked to see a much more kind of simpler, like maybe if they had done it to look like kind of like an old, like a cave painting or something like that. I don't know. I think I could have fucked with that. Something simplified and more cartoony.
I'll tell you, I don't think so. I mean,
I don't know. It would be hard
this.
For me to be.
Into I'll tell you.
Superior.
I'll say this: it looks better without all the shit on it.
Sure,
it looks
but
better
think,
without.
I think
all the
we
shit
will
on
find
it.
That oftentimes they do.
Yeah,
I don't know if that wins them any points.
I don't know. It may be won a point for me right now because I can see all these flowery stuff and I still don't like it. We're going to Solanda here.
Oh,
now the 3D art, but I'll tell you something that I really appreciate. You put a lizard under a little basking light, a little lizard having a little bask in the sun. Because what I wouldn't give to be a lizard having a bask.
Simply adorable.
That's kind of what I'm saying. And you can see just the look at the contentment.
Yeah.
This is what I strive for. I'm really, really thrilled by this.
I think You know, this is a great showing for Salandit.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
We're getting some great numbers here as they, you know, as they go into the field.
That's kind of what I'm saying. No, have a little redemption.
I think Salandit here is great. Whatever they've done, I don't know if this is 3D art or like very well done kind of 2D that's convincing.
I don't know.
But I do.
Is it made in Blender? Who's
yeah,
to say?
I really
Let's
do like
this,
looking
huh?
at it.
Huh? Yeah, there's something
look how fun
very...
it is. And look how fun there's so many of them. They're all hanging out together over there. It's this, a sense is a, of, this is a, my favorite so far.
It's all about a sense of community and yeah. also an underrated feature is I like this rock.
I like this rock. I like that it's maybe rock. Got a little, again, little I'm rock. Big on cave paintings today and old language. I think that this is exciting that perhaps there's a little something going on there.
A land before time.
A land before time. Littlefoot.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Let's move on to the next one, shall we? Vaporeon.
What, now, can I say something?
Yeah.
This looks a little confused, isn't it?
It's haphazard.
A little haphazard.
It's haphazard.
Because you could tell me that this could be any of these Pokemon, and I'd say that they're equally showcased. Why is Vaporeon so small?
I would agree. And then you put the text, etc., on mm-hmm. top of it, and it's completely lost. Let's remove it.
Now, if you take that off, I'm like, this is a Finneon.
It's for sure a Finneon.
Yeah, this is a Finneon
a description. I'm not thrilled by this.
I don't know why
all.
Vaporeon's looking like that.
Yeah, this is not great. There's something a little exciting to me about the water sort of being frozen, freeze frame in the air.
I think water has never looked better.
I agree.
But I think that only wins you so much in my book.
No, but okay.
These days, I'm from New York.
You are.
Tap water, best we've got.
It's true.
And I feel like this doesn't impress me.
The one saving grace I'll give Vaporeon is I love when an animal crosses their legs like this in this regal position. That's kind of what I like.
You know what I'll say? I'll give to Vaporeon, I love Animal Crossing.
Couldn't agree more. Let's go to the next one. Dedenne.
What a mischievous scamp. Huh?
This is positively thrilling.
Delightful.
Look,
like,
just darling.
A little... Do I dare say?
Please.
Ratatouille?
That's
a
what
comparison?
I'm saying.
Remember
Absolutely
when they had that
genius.
Little character that looked like Amelia Dahmer? She ran the house. She had a shotgun.
And she had a thousand mice living in her house.
Just like Amelia used to.
This is correct.
This likens back to my favorite of films.
Let's remove the shit, huh?
Yes. Oh,
let's
wow.
Let's see
and
this.
And now we can see behind the
family, the
curtain.
The community.
There's several of them.
Look at them.
This is, to us, the community is key.
Oh,
this podcast
my
is about
goodness. This is unbelievable.
This is very fun.
This is thrilling.
I think it's very fun.
Some of your best work.
I think this, I don't know if I like it better than Salandit, but this is certainly
but,
up
wait,
there.
Can I, an underrated feature.
Yes.
So first of all, you have some over here.
Yes.
Which is
yes.
awesome.
But then this, they're charging the blender,
with
aren't
the tail.
They? Yes. How clever.
You little naughty children.
Yeah, you dirty dog. You.
Oh my goodness.
Amazing.
Sign me up.
I can't believe it.
Marshadow.
What? Hey, could we just adjust the focus a slight?
That's kind of enough with the lens flares.
What's going on here?
But can I say, lazy.
Can I turn him?
Please. I
now
insist.
Now listen, let's get rid of that. Now here's the thing.
What are you going to say to me?
I think this is not good.
Okay.
I don't think this is good. One
yeah,
bit.
I agree with you.
Does it make me feel, oh, what a scamp. What a fun time.
No.
What a great little guy. Huh?
No.
To me, no quicker way to appeal to me, make him small, put him on a farm. He's running by the fence. He's off to milk the cows. He's got errands to do, doesn't he?
I don't like this.
I think this is great.
I can't tell if you like this or not.
I think this is bad.
Okay.
I want you to say, I think this is bad. But how darling.
No, I disagree. This is
I don't
completely
think this is
lazy.
For Marshadow, but I'll tell you, if you put like, I don't know, if you put like Milk Tank there or Lechonk,
if this was Lechonk, it'd be fantastic.
Uh-huh. I'm
but this
you.
Is wrong.
Yeah, it's
Everything
wrong.
Everything about this is
it
wrong.
It feels like we photoshopped in the wrong Pokemon.
This is absolutely
huh?
wrong. Sorry. Mew. Is Mew. This feels
feline.
Masturbatory.
A little. I'm looking at this. You know how a cat will lick its leg to give itself a bath?
It's penis.
Well, it's not doing that.
This is its penis that
I
it's
know
touching.
What that looks like.
This is. No, we're removing the stuff. This is what I'm saying is it's clearly doing a two-handed female masturbation scene.
Let me look at these arms.
Please. Huh? It's pleasuring itself. In the forest.
Well, can I say this?
What?
On a
pile of stone.
I've watched girls. And I've learned a thing or two.
Please.
And I think this is beautiful.
If
I've
this
watched
is your
the TV
thing,
show Girls on HBO. I think this is beautiful.
If this is your thing,
uh-huh.
A plus.
Can I say we encourage self-discovery?
I do. I don't think it should be depicted.
No, no.
I don't think that this
unless
is...
Unless ancient times.
I think, I'll be honest with you, I think that Orthodox Jews wouldn't be able to show this to their children. I think that. I'm being straight up with you too. I don't think that they'd be able to show that. I think they could show anything. I think Orthodox father would see this and be like, "This is immodest."
This is immodest. No, I understand. Look, we're provocateurs.
We are.
So we instigate.
It's what we're about.
We look at these things and we say, "Okay, how do I get the most controversial take?" That being said, this is it's framed in a way that's not great.
It's this disgusting.
It's you know, but can we take it a second to step back? Great lighting.
Oh, it's great.
A beautiful scene.
If he was just taking a nap.
Yeah, what a confusing move to have him doing that.
I don't like it. On to the next. Aerodactyl. Oh, is this interesting to me?
Oh, finally getting to my cave painting. I'm big on the cave painting.
Can we go ahead and remove this immediately?
Remove it.
Well, the primeval law, your opponent can't play any Pokemon from their hand to evolve their active Pokemon. If only we had any idea what that meant.
Primeval.
So this is fantastic.
I think
Skyrim.
I think it's very cool.
Skyrim.
I like
House of the Dragon.
I like the
Game of Thrones.
Yes, exactly. The kind of old math here be monsters type, typography.
Precisely. This is
wonderful. I like this a fair amount. Can we get a source? Hey, Neil, can we get a source on this? What region this is? Where is he flying over? Is it Kanto? Doesn't look like it.
I don't know.
Where is he flying? I don't know. I feel to me...
Aragon,
exactly.
Yeah.
To me, he's a little lost in the kind of the grayness, the beigeness of it all.
I totally disagree.
I wish he could pop a fair
amount. Because he's hunting. He's not hunting right now. He's supposed to be
What's
above.
He hunting?
He's hunting prey. Prey, etc. Rodent.
He's too high up. He's not going to find anything.
He's
up
great
there.
Eyesight.
He's not even looking down.
He's listening. He's surveying the area. You wouldn't know anything about how the wild works.
I'm sorry.
We're on to the next one.
It's not my favorite. What is this? Come on.
Celebi.
Come on. What am I looking at? A couple limes?
I don't like this. I don't like this one bit. Never mind.
Actually, we're about to explore.
Oh, I understand now.
Uh-huh.
Click.
Oh,
so it's a comic book one.
Oh,
we're almost there. Oh God!
Oh yeah!
Shatot, Shenotic. What the fuck is going on,
off we
bro?
We go, Mankey. Whee!
I'll say something. We've completely lost the plot.
This is not Celebi's card anymore.
It's not Celebi's card. It was because they did this and they just pulled back and pulled back in. And I guarantee whoever the director of this was said, it's like, we got to do something.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, just give me a week. Don't fire me.
I'll find some other ones.
And then he just threw these random Pokemon on there.
This is more Cramorant's card than it is Celebi. Because at least he pops up and you're like, oh, that's kind of funny. Huh? What's he doing there?
It is.
Because what the hell is he doing there?
He shouldn't be there.
No.
He shouldn't be there at all.
I guess he's in a lake forest, something of a heron.
But this is like a swamp.
I'm not quite sure what's going on here.
We're in the bayou.
Celebi is lost in the bayou.
I don't know. There's something about it that I also just simply, if this was just the card, I would hate it.
Yeah, no.
And I don't like
it. I feel like, I know that this is where Celebi stays, and that's kind of like she's a little forest nymph or something like that.
Yeah,
but
so am I.
You know, I've always said as much. But I feel like she's lost a bit. I don't know. I want these Pokemon the pop. If it's their card, they should be standouts.
It blends
you know?
In. I don't like it. On to the next. Pokédex. Look at the top three cards of your deck.
I think this is charming.
It is.
I think this is very
cute.
It's
something that harkens back to a simpler time.
A simpler time. Can I say something?
Please.
This is what it looks like when you, me, Amelia, and Mike LaMarca hang out.
Who's who?
I'll tell you right now.
Please.
So, Bulbasaur, Amelia Dahmer.
Oh, that's Amelia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me, I'm such a Squirtle in this moment.
You absolutely are. That's the one that I'm certain of, is that you're Squirtle. Okay.
And I feel like Mike is Charmander. I think you're Pikachu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
all right,
so.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I think this is what we discuss.
I feel like there are many people. I feel like many people say that I'm Charmander because Charmander seems to be a little frustrated. But what people don't know is that Mike Mike gets a little frustrated.
Mike gets a little frustrated too, and I would argue Charmander's more Italian.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the next one. Oh, it's a little zoomed in. Okay,
okay, yes, nice. Yes, yes. Very cute.
This is lovely.
Yes.
This is lovely. Oh, again.
Oh, we're back. Now it's all four. It's all four
now,
of us
now,
and our secret
who's
fifth
this?
Friend.
Who's this?
Is I
this,
wish we had five
we
friends.
We really don't have
don't
five
we?
Friends,
we don't have five
do
friends,
we?
Maybe.
This is Neil. Neil, you're Evie.
Neil, you're Evie. Look at you go. Look how fun, how much fun you're having with us.
It's true. No, this is, again, it feels, if I'm being honest, a hat on a hat.
A little bit of a hat on a hat.
A little bit of a hat on a hat.
Especially if this is Pikachu's card, this doesn't feel like it's really Pikachu's card.
No, that's
card.
True. It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't. It feels elemental.
It feels, yeah, it feels
though,
like, okay,
nice.
Hey, like, we got all our best friends together, but it's kind of like, you know, if you post the pic on the dating profile of you and all your friends,
right,
and you get lost, it's
which
like,
one
who,
are
which
you?
One? Which
I
one?
Hope you're the hot one.
I hope so. I hope that you're Pikachu here, but I don't know. I don't know which true. One Pikachu is.
Well, you know, when I was on the apps, I had pictures of you, cropped you right out. Cropped your ass right out.
You didn't want the competition.
That's right. I wanted it nice and easy. There we go. On to the next. Ooh.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, this.
Sherlock Holmes
this,
Blastoise? What
this
is this?
Is so fucking funny. This, I'm immediately getting rid of this. This is one of my favorite things of all time.
What the hell is this?
He's a mechanic.
This is crazy.
This is
is he in a bar? Where is he?
He's in a mechanic. This is like his basement, his workshop. This is Blastoise in his workshop.
Oh my god.
There's an engine, there's a dartboard, all his tools.
He looks like he's
coffee.
He looks like he's not real. He looks like a machine in this. It's like he's something that's been they've been tinkering on.
I absolutely love this.
I do like this. I think this is very cool.
I love it.
I'll tell you, never once in my wildest dreams was I like, yeah, I think Blastoise needs a man cave.
That's kind of what I was saying. Put Blastoise in 1,000 settings.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know if I ever arrive in this one.
I don't know if it's that, but God, I don't hate it.
This is very simply the artist was like, my dad is kind of built like Blastoise.
Yeah, let's put this together. Let's put the,
this
let's
is
throw
absolutely awesome.
Very
I love
charming.
This.
Very
I love
charming.
This.
Very
I love
charming.
This very much. On to the next. Tangrowth.
Well, oh, is he getting a haircut? That's kind of cute.
Let's immediately get rid of this. No, he's taking a bath.
He's taking a bath. I don't know. I think that's kind of charming.
I think it's kind of gross.
No, I think it's cute.
No.
You got to wash him.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
It's because there's something humanoid enough about Tangrowth.
Yeah.
That this seems too personal. Like there is a phrase... Peek behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Let light in behind. This is that, and this is supposed to be Tangrowth washing his ass.
No,
and
no,
I'm looking at him.
No, no. Now I think you're taking
look at him. He's avoiding eye
perhaps
contact.
Perhaps a step. I'll tell you what I'm
he
talking.
Doesn't want to make eye contact
I
want to
with talk you. About a couple of things. There's several things that are very charming about this. One, look at his comb.
His comb has five teeth.
His comb has five teeth. It's big enough to comb through his vines.
Okay.
How charming is that? That yeah. he has to have a special comb for him.
But look at the brush. The brush won't fit.
The brush won't fit. That's for a different Pokemon. It's just left over.
Okay. So
he's at the salon.
This isn't
and
the
then,
salon.
Oh, dear. I don't know what's happening over there.
Oh, yeah. I need
the
to leaves. I need to fix the plant is what
the
I need to
are,
do.
You know, they're the winds of change.
No, I need to wrap that around. Again, the kids can't see this.
They
can't
see it. And then I think what really gets me, he looks like he's at his little checkup. He's sitting there holding his toe on each foot. He's got one toe on each foot. I think it's kind of fun. He looks like a little kid. He's ready for his little beauty routine. Yeah,
whatever gets you there. If you like watching children take baths, that's your
you know
problem.
What?
On to can the I next. Combi, look at its special move. Call for family. Something
because
that I've advocated for years on this podcast.
The grand old party is all
all right, let's get rid of this shit.
A call for family, huh?
This is very bright. It's very
it's
colorful.
Very
exciting.
It's fun. There's something, again, that's kind of losing me in it. But I think, look, it's Combi. It's cute. It's kind of like,
this
you
is
know
middle
what?
Of the pack. If you want,
middle of the pack.
This is more of a critique on Combi for me, but I don't like his little fucking his prolapsed anus.
I know you
anus.
Don't like his little tail. I don't know. I think it's all right.
It's
Combi
all right.
is cute to me.
Sure.
I think that it's fun that he's flying. flying around in these flowers. There's something that's sort of charming about that. It just feels very saturated.
I can't look at it for too long, yeah, that's for yeah. sure. Anyways, on to the next.
Carnivine.
Very exciting.
Okay, interesting. It seems like this go-around, they're really focusing on putting them in group settings, which I don't hate.
I don't hate, but I don't love necessarily.
I wish that, you know what I would have loved?
If oh, they, wait, I've completely oh, turned my stance.
That's fun. This that's guy. Fun. But then again, what a waste, because no one sees that, you know? No one gets to see that.
It is a waste, but it's supposed to do, again, but here we are looking at
Can
the...
Can I say what I would have really liked?
I would, yeah, please.
You do a Pokemon card. You have a little, say it's a Combi, a Ribombee, maybe it's a little fly or something that's flying yeah. around. And then like Jaws, you have Carnivine like floating up the game.
Oh,
how fun would that be?
That would be
top
perfect.
Tier. It would be perfect for
That'd
this
be
kind
perfect,
of thing.
But I guarantee they're going to say that it's too graphic, you know?
I don't know. I mean, it's the same idea with this. Look, I have a special, there's a special.
His name is Carnivine.
Yeah, exactly. You and know? I think he's doofy. I think he's fun. This is fun. Right. But it's not, it doesn't feel like it's exploring Carnivine.
No, it doesn't. We don't learn really much about Carnivine.
I just know that he's in the forest. He's got a lot of them.
It's a good night, great.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's the old version of him, isn't it?
Oh, interesting.
Now, this is a little prank that perhaps Tien is playing on us.
A little prank?
Where he's got his little face down on his teeth.
Oh.
I think that's kind of cute.
I like
Maybe
that.
Maybe it, like, falls neatly in the space, the negative space. I don't know why you put that there.
I don't know, but I like it.
It's nice. Good job, Tien.
Shaman, again.
I've lost him. I can't find him. It took me a second to find him there. My God, turn down the saturation.
Good great.
Turn
Googling
down
the
that
exposure,
light.
Exposure.
Yeah, the exposure.
Good
My
Lord,
goodness.
Turn down the highlights. I can't fucking even read Fragrant Flower Garden.
Uh-huh.
It's too much. Oh,
I can't find him there.
I'll be
honest.
My eyes hurt. I don't like it. I mean, it's beautiful art.
It's beautiful art, but if you want to showcase Shaman,
right.
He's lost.
He is.
Honestly,
for better
all
or for
I,
worse.
The only place I can see him is like maybe his little nose and eye, and that's it.
I like how he's smelling flowers, so that's exciting.
I think that's cute.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Again, I'm going to start suggesting the ones that I like. I think he should be like that elephant snouted little hamster that goes like
yeah.
like that. I think they should do one of that with super close up and super realistic of him. Yeah, that would be what I'd like.
All right, let's go to the next one. Mamoswine.
Oh,
this is good.
This is good. This
you don't
is
like
good.
It.
I don't think it's particularly creative, but it's good.
Can I remove the lettering for you?
Yeah.
This is great because this is a mother who is frustrated with her fucking idiot, dumbass children. This is my mother. This is my mother anytime I talk to her.
Sure.
She is so upset that I am on top of her, that I'm doing something. She's so mad.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
I think it's
I didn't
it's
realize
charming.
That Mamoswine was Puerto Rican until now.
I think it's charming.
I think it's great.
I think it's perfectly fine. It's definitely above the mid-tier. I just don't think it's as good and creative as some of the things we've seen.
Oh, sure. That's you know, fine. I'm just saying I really enjoy this one.
I enjoy it, but I also think you've got a soft spot for Mamoswine.
I love Mamoswine, but I think does a good job. This shows Mamoswine being motherly.
Can I say one thing?
Please.
This, more than ever, has shown me that Mamoswine's tusks look like very sharp nipples.
It's too far away from the nose.
Yeah, it's a little
it's too far
down.
Away from the nose.
It's a little far down. I don't know.
It looks like it's coming out of its breasts.
I know. I just, to me, and look, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. We support free the nipple.
Free the nipple.
Go ahead.
It's true.
But
we're
let's
down.
call it what it
call
is.
Call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
Those
it's
are nipple
a little
tusks.
Pointy.
Nipple
You're
tusks.
A little pointy. Hey, Mamoswine, is it cold out?
I get cold.
Yeah, I get cold too.
Hey, cut some diamonds. Go to the next one, huh?
Yeah.
Gastrodon, I can respect it, but I can tell it's not my thing.
Again, kind of in the same vein as the executor type thing in the beginning. It's feeling a little messy, a little psychedelic in some ways. I get that it's the coral reef, and this appeals to me more because I think they're having a little argument. It's something of a marriage story situation
right
now.
But I don't need to be reminded of that. I have enough of that in my own life.
I don't want that.
I'm someone going through divorce.
I don't want to see that when I play Pokemon.
I will say this, though.
I don't want to be reminded of my life.
This is really funny. I'm a Gastrodon guy. That's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. I wish it was going on without... sorry, without all this Van Gogh stuff going on.
The Van Gogh, yeah. The Screamer, or whatever it's called. What's it called? The Squirter. What's it called?
It's The Scream. It's The Scream.
The Scream.
Yeah.
The Scream Pie.
The Scream
Pie. Hey, let's just go to the
let's
next
move
one.
Let's move on.
Huh?
I've had enough of you.
This one is as forgettable gets. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
They were running out of time. Can I say the pros?
Please.
I know this is a Manaphy card. It pops.
But why do we have Buizel, Staravia, and
everybody's
fucking
Luminion? Working together. Everyone's working
and
together
and a couple
these
of Shellos.
Days. Yeah, I think everyone's working together these days. Do I think this is very simplistic? Sure. I probably am more forgiving of it than you are. But this
it's
is
all Gen 4. Okay.
Yeah, it's you know, it's fine. It's a cute fine. One. And look at, you know, look at them dance.
You
huh?
could have hidden something down here for me and I would have been happy, but... Let's go on to the next. Huh?
Is this a dance? Is this a video? Or go- no. Okay. This is cute. I like this.
I feel
this
like
has
this
won me
is
over to
what
Shinx.
What did you tell me that was cute that I didn't like? This is what you what
the Tang growth you didn't
the
like
the Tang growth thing.
Yeah.
Your words about Tang growth. This is what it wanted to be.
I agree.
But
I think
it was
this
a grown man taking a bath. And this is a kid waking up from a little nap, and it's messy, and this is adorable.
I think it's cute. I think it's very
adorable.
Cute. It feels like, oh, your cat is, you know, wrapped up in your clothes. How funny.
Right.
He's got a little spunk to him, doesn't he? He's got a little, you know, he's kind of like Bolt. Remember
you know,
the movie Bolt?
You know what it harkens
you
know? Back? Yes. Yeah, the Bolt. You know what it harkens back to? Yeah. It harkens back to pretending to fall asleep so your dad carries you to bed.
Yeah.
That's what this harkens back to.
He's a spunky little kid. He's up to no good, but you have to love him. It, right?
I remember I had a baby cousin Miley who she everybody jokes in my family about how I'm wrapped around this little girl's finger.
Yeah.
Right? She as a kid she would pretend to fall asleep, but she didn't realize she needed to close her eyes.
Yeah.
So she'd be like this. I'd be like, "Are you sleeping?" And she'd be like,
"Yes."
She just had her eyes open. Stupid kid. I'd be like, "Oh, Miley's sleeping.
Oh, we gotta take her to bed."
Exactly.
Oh my
Anyways,
goodness. What a
next.
Cutie pie.
Rotom.
Now, look, if you're gonna have a messy one with all the different Pokemon, I think this is the way to do it.
Because everybody is doing their own little chore.
Everyone's doing their chore. Everyone's a Rotom. It's different kind of showcasing of what it does.
Right.
It's got a little busy town, Richard Scarry, kids book element to it.
It's busy.
That appeals to me in this circumstance.
Right.
I think everybody's got their showcase. And I love it when everyone's doing their job.
Yeah, I can get behind this.
Yeah.
It's
but
not
it's,
my
it's
favorite.
Busy.
It's
definitely
not my thing.
Busy.
It's busy.
But I
it's
think it's purposefully busy.
Purposefully busy.
And can I say?
Please.
I love the idea. All what? How many of them are there? There's like six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I love all six of them living in a house together. How funny is that?
But it's
you know
is this
you,
not...
you know that the air that the fan one is a little dorky. You know that the Mo one is doing crack.
Can I say something? Well, it's true. It's crack. If there's a crackhead. It's fucking Rotom Mo.
Yeah.
But are we not living in squalor? Look at this.
They. I'm telling you, two broke girls, six broke Rotoms. How fun!
All right, let's go.
People
to the
love
next
that
one.
Shit.
Let's go to the next one. Drifloon,
huh?
Drifloon, eh?
Interesting. Can I say
Please.
Interesting?
Yeah, I am so incredibly not interested in this.
It's
if I'm being honest,
he's on a little travel guide, ain't he?
It is true.
Yeah.
Do you want to? I'm running out of steam, and I don't want to do this anymore. Do you want to? You want to call it for next week? You want to do this again next week?
How many more do we have?
Fucking 25 of 54.
Oh shit! Yeah, this is a two-parter if there ever was.
Yeah,
one.
No, I thought it was smaller. I should have looked before. So we're gonna stop right now.
Yeah. Well, we're only 34 minutes in.
I think that's enough. I think that's enough.
Yeah. You know what? You know why not? Right. Why
I think
not?
That's enough. I need
okay.
to go to sleep.
Okay. Sure. Go ahead. Sure. Go ahead.
We're gonna stop recording.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? Because let me get out of here. I just want to make sure that this is correct. I'm not going to look at them at the end. I'm just saying, yeah, they're all fucking there.
I mean, it is an entirely new card pack. There were going to be a lot of cards.
I didn't realize that was the case.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we need a little break.
Okay, sure. Go
ahead. I need a break.
Yeah, no, I need one too. And I think we need a break.
We need a break. I think it's best we see other people. No, I'm happy to talk about anything, but I just didn't want to. I was running out of interest, and I was like, if we're going to do this, we should do this right.
On Steam, huh? huh?
Yeah, I'm right on Steam for sure.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
So we'll do this. We'll do this again next week.
Part two, huh? Thank you, TN, for such a wealth, a cornucopia, as they say.
It is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Hey, if you made it this far in the video, please leave a like and subscribe if you haven't already. If you're listening on any of the audio apps, please leave a 5-star review. If you want to leave a 5-star review, leave a 4-star review. If you want to leave a 4-star review. What, you expect podcasts to do their full episodes? No, instead what you do is, first of all, you can join our Discord for absolutely free. But yeah, if you want to like really further the discussion, what you do is you click that notification bell and you leave a comment on YouTube. I reply to every single comment. You can check my work. But if you want to say, hey, man, fuck all that, I just want to give you money. What did I do?
What you can do is you can become a member.
Wow.
Scratch that. You can become a member for $5 a month.
That's damn near free.
It's so true, Ryan. For $5 a month, you can become a member of the channel. You can get early access to all of our videos the second that they're done and uploaded. You see them and you get access to videos that not everybody's seeing, just so you know. But also on top of that, twice a month you can come onto our Discord, tell us what you think on our VIP Discord channel. But hey, maybe you don't want to do any of that. I understand. I would get that. Instead what you can do is you can go to our fourthwall.com, the link in the description below, and you get yourself some merch. You can get yourself a shirt, you can get yourself a shoe, you can get yourself the other damn shoe.
Good lord,
that's right, go ahead. Wow. If you want, if you dare.
If you dare? Yeah. If you so dare. It's very good. No, I'm very excited about this. Do you have anything else to say?
I've got nothing else to say.
All right, guys. See you next week. Bye. See ya.
It's apocalypse now.